From the Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Are we even allowed to play this?
I don't even care.
We should probably stop it.
No, we'll stop it.
Click!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Podcast Don't Suck, Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yes!
Some Star Wars-y
really?
Type music.
We gotta call it A New Hope.
Yeah, Episode 4, A New Hope.
I hated when they did that. They're like, no, this one is Star Wars A New Hope. All of them have different titles. I was like, no, that first one was called Star Wars.
The Star Wars.
Yeah, and then the next one is Empire Strikes Back, then Return of the Jedi. No, not the Star Wars.
Well, it always had A New Hope at the beginning on the little scrolly text.
Exactly,
thing.
But not on the box. When I bought them in 1986, the box said Star Wars. That's it. No colon, New Hope, anything.
796 Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck, featured here exclusively by lookatokc.com.
Woo! Yes!
I'm just saying.
Everybody applaud.
That's when I knew Lucas was losing his mind. And I was just like off the... Yeah.
When he did that.
That was 23 years ago.
23 years ago. Jeez. He is old. All right. I'm Dan O'Donohue, and with me is Spencer Hicks.
Hooray!
Yeah! That's
right. He got so scared.
What was the delay for?
I'm sorry. We just got off on Star Wars and such and stuff. And then there's Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Woo! Yeah!
That's right, baby.
He's gotten off on Star Wars.
Wait... And then you got Derek Smith. Now that that's out of the way. So what did you just do there?
Why
was that?
Why do you guys always do that? Like, I don't think that's ever been funny.
Hey, we're talking about a whistle now.
Okay. Yeah, we've moved on.
I'm going to punch you guys in the junk.
All right, you have a train whistle over there with Spencer Hicks's name etched in it. What's going on with this train whistle? Can we have a story or?
Well, today's music is provided by
Brad music
Chad
is,
Porter and the Adventure District Train Ride Train Whistle.
Everybody on board.
Was that a train? On board the what, Spencer?
On board the company train.
Yay!
This was reminiscent of George Elswick. Anybody who doesn't know George Elswick, go out to Othello's and catch his act. It will redefine what you think is comedy.
It is.
It's amazing.
It's different. Good. It's different. It's definitely different. And he's a very valuable part of the Oklahoma City comedy scene.
Everyone's checking their words for some reason. Why do we have that whistle here, Spencer?
Well, they are trying to revitalize... like the train that goes from Bricktown to the Adventure District, which is over there by the Omniplex now, Science Museum, Oklahoma, the
Word.
Zoo.
Word.
The Racino.
The
Racino.
Remington Racino. So I got to take a train ride that went to and fro on the track that is still working or whatever, and I got
to and fro.
I got a train whistle with my name on it.
I'm proud of you. All right, Derek. So you can be hearing a lot of that. We got a lot of show this week, everybody. We got a lot of show. I'm excited about it. We got movie quotes. We got more Breaking of the Ice Gently. We've got the impression off. We'll finally be settled today, tonight.
Definitive answer.
The definitive answer of who is better at impersonations, Brad Chad Porter or Derek Smith.
Wait a second. Didn't realize that the object of the game was to prove that you're better at the impression.
Yeah, that's what
else,
we...
what else would it be? Why would we have
I don't
you guys
know
go?
What you were judging us on, but they were awful.
Yeah. It was on who was doing a better impression.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not pay attention to that?
I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch it at all. I didn't think that's what we were doing at all.
We gave you the ground rules in episode one.
They were terrible.
I wasn't listening.
Anyway, stay tuned for Impression Off this week. Well, we're not going to tell you who it is. You got to stay tuned to see who the big impression is going to be. All right. So, Derek, let's go ahead and get right into it with your movie quote. What do you got for us today? What's the big movie quote of the week?
This is a really good movie quote. It's one of my favorites. Today's movie quote is...
We're locked into the moon's gravitational pull. What do we do? We die.
I know this one.
Honey,
I know this one,
kids.
Good. I know this one. No, I can't. I can't say again because, like, last
the
week
hunt
I know
for Red October.
No. Derek apparently is just getting his quotes from, like, my DVD library because I know all of them for the last couple
weeks.
They're
just DVDs that I've let you borrow.
Well, that's why they're in my library now. You've let me borrow them, and I haven't given them back. All right, we'll give you the answer to that wonderful movie quote at the end of the episode. All right, here's another installment of Breaking the Ice Gently.
Is this
where
gonna be the last one?
I think it should, probably. It's about time people probably know a little bit about us, or enough about us to...
If you don't know me by now...
You're being crooned by the sultry voice of Brad Chad Porter. Keep going.
You will never know me.
No, you won't.
Turn the lights down. Get with that special somebody.
I didn't know you had a big mole on your forehead. Brad, where did you get that? That's where the power of Aaron Neville's voice comes from.
Is that Aaron Neville sing that song?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it is. Anyway, Breaking the Ice Gently this week, the question of the week is, if you could decide the fate of one mortal enemy, what would you do?
In high school, I was picked on relentlessly by some D&D kid who was a dork. I was a D&D player.
You were picked on by the dorks?
Yeah. And
that's a switch.
Well, I mean, when I was in high school, I was asthmatic and cross-eyed, but I grew out of that.
poor kid.
I grew out of that. But there was this guy who had a... So when we'd play, he had a half-elven ranger necromancer with +8 charisma. Yes, and purple boots of escaping. I could never defeat him.
Stop it.
So my fate for this young gentleman would be that he would be a greenhorn on the Deadliest Catch. And while he's out...
They do get crapped on quite a bit.
While he does going out there crab fishing or whatever it is they do, he would be maimed, not killed, maimed, and his parents would be so embarrassed by this that they would lie to people about his accident and say it was some kind of weird, autoerotic asphyxiation accident or something.
You have thought about this for a while, I can tell, and I appreciated it. Brad, what do you got for us? What would you do to a mortal enemy?
Okay.
Do you have a mortal? Do we have to have a mortal enemy, or can we just? This is all hypothetical.
It can be hypothetical.
I don't have a mortal enemy.
Mine was real.
Well, yours definitely was coming from a very real place. I think that rang true. All right, Brad, what do you got?
As a stand-up comic, you get out on stage and you put yourself out there, and you can't hide behind anything like. If you're out there, you're like, it's not like being in a band where there are other people and like sound coming out of instruments.
Right.
Like if you're failing on stage, it's just you, a microphone, and failure. That's all that's happening. Right. And my wish for my mortal enemy would be that they have just an incredible ambition to be a comic without any talent.
Nice.
We're off to a good start.
That's very specific.
And we all know about failing.
I'm sitting
comedy.
Right here, Brad. Yeah. God.
Seriously, he's in the room. He's right there. All right, Derek, it's your turn. What would you do to your mortal enemy? Point.
I've thought about this a lot, and I think my mortal enemy, when I meet them, I'm going to marry that person and watch them die in front of my face. Every day. Steal a little bit of their self-control and sanity.
Are you gonna Wait. So what if it's a dude?
That doesn't matter.
He's going to fight for his right, man. He's going to get in the streets.
I'm moving to Iowa.
I have to just, we're just going to have to jump that bridge when we come to it.
What he's got to do. I appreciate that.
Do you know how long a marriage would last if you lived in Iowa? That would take forever.
Each day is like a week, so then, geez, that's true. Okay, here we go. We got a brand spanking new. Everyone is interested on what can you do in Oklahoma? What is fun? What should people get out and do? And we got it this week off of the Look at OKC calendar powered by Wingo. With the power of Wingo.
Already sick of the whistle.
You get sick of every instrument like right off the bat.
Yeah. That's why I don't want kids. You know what they do? They exist to poop and play loud things that I hate over and over.
It's true.
Yeah. I think everybody that buys like a kid a drum for their friends should get punched in the face. Like,
wait now.
They unwrap it and they're like, oh, you got my kid a drum. That's so amazing. Now come over behind the wall. I'm going to punch you in the junk.
I know that Derek said drum specifically there because he bought his nephews some light up, make noise scooter thing that was loud and it was terrible.
It was a Spider-Man mobile.
That's right.
And you push a button in the middle and go, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. But if you push it over and over, it always restarts. So it's like, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. My brother just threw it in the attic. He's like, this is not happening. I am not going to deal with that kid touching that button one more time.
And I like that it was like it was a vehicle, so the kid can follow you around with it with ease. Yeah. Like, it has wheels, so spy. Just over and over. So you're the problem. You're part of the problem.
Exactly.
You're part of
no,
the solution.
My brother beat me up for that. And so
he
I think it only
12
fair.
All over again. And he was your older
he
brother.
He gave me Indian burns and pushed me down, like, titty twisted me. I cried.
The original, I'll go. The original free RV and boat show is back. April 24th, yes. 2009, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Be there. Oklahoma State Fairgrounds.
Go see fat people cry.
Dodge it. Balls are flying. Dodge it. All right, who else has got a good one for us?
All right, how about the Toadies, People in Planes, and Aranda in concert at Kane's Ballroom?
What is this?
April 24th.
Who are the Toadies?
The Toadies?
Is that a
dun-dun,
band?
Dun-dun. They've got a hit song.
That's good. Damn it. It's a hit song.
The concert is at 7 o'clock April 24th at Kane's Ballroom at 423 North Main in Tulsa. Tickets have been on sale since March 13th, so good luck with that.
Are they really like a big band? Am I like, do
the
I
Toadies?
Know their song?
Yeah.
If it, I just yeah, don't know the name. Really,
yeah.
The
I Toadies? Mean, you definitely know their song if you heard it.
I wouldn't sing it.
I might copyright infringement.
No. Sing it a little bit.
No.
It's satire.
I don't want to be sued, Dan.
It's satire.
Look at me. I would go to jail immediately.
No trial. Right to jail. All right. What do you got, Spence?
Well, you guys want something to do?
Yes. Preferably on an off night.
Our off night? Well, let me peruse the Look at OKC calendar powered by Wimgo.
Wimgo, what do you got there for us, Spencer Hicks?
Monday night, April the 27th at 9 p.m., maybe 8:30. You know, just show up around 8:30. We'll get it started.
Get there by 8:30. Get there by 8.
796 Entertainment is bringing you Mondays Don't Suck at the Speakeasy.
Hi-oh, that's Hi-oh. What I'm talking about.
51st and Western. No Perfect. Cover. It's free to get in. You just have to be 21.
Perfect. I'm 20. How old am I? 24.
You're old enough.
Oh,
you're
man.
In.
I'm yep. in. Who's going to be there, Spence?
Headlining will be Clint and Buck Vrazel.
Woo! Woohoo! All right. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm involved. Vrazel. That sounds like a good name.
Twinprov.
They were actually in OU's improv group back in the heyday of OU improv. Before it got all commercial and terrible.
Oh, I know. But now they're in Twinprov. That's a pretty cute name. I'll give them some credit there. I'm excited. I'm going to be there. April 27th. What do you got, Derek?
I think I'm excited because all of, the Norman Music Festival is coming back for the
That's
second
right,
year.
That's right, Norman Music Festival.
Yeah.
The Who's sequel. Headlining this year? Who could be headlining?
Of Montreal.
That's pretty good.
Balls so are flying.
And
Dodge it.
Starlight Mints are going to be there.
Really?
And, yeah.
Man, that's a good show. I was kind of faking it, but actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. and was it? Me and Brad are going to be doing some time. I'm pretty sure Spencer's going to be up there.
I'll be doing comedy.
Where are you guys going to be doing stand? So there's going to be a stand-up show as well as music?
Well, the comedians are going to be filling in between bands over at the Red Room.
Very cool.
Red Room.
Yeah.
Red Room. We did a show there one time.
I'm also in talks with a guy right now about maybe getting some comedy on the Jägermeister stage.
Jäger!
And if we do decently, we might be able to get onto the main stage and fill in between some bands.
You got to be there to find out, though, right?
Right.
You what is it?
It's on Saturday, the 24th, 25th?
Isn't that written right there? 25th.
25th.
Saturday.
It's going to be on the 25th.
April 25th.
Yeah. I'm excited to see you at Montreal again. They haven't been at Norman for a while. The last time I saw them in Norman, I was trying to set up, it was 2 years ago, I was trying to set up an open mic down the street from Othello's. This is before Othello started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and the bartender, and we're watching Butterfly Effect alone, drinking $1 beers.
Wow.
And I was like, can we start a show? And all of a sudden, four or five dudes that I was like, these guys are pretty dressed up to be in Norman. I mean, they don't look like the Norman hippies.
Right.
These guys don't look from around here. And
fancy.
A guy came up to the bar. He's like, can I get a drink? And I said, you around here? He's like, oh, no, we just, we're in a band. We just played. And I was like, oh, nice. What's your name of your band? He's like, of Montreal. He's like, you want to come over to the table and hang out with us? I was like, Yes, I do.
Could he see
and
the
desperation? And then I got really creepy, and I think I freaked them all out.
What'd you do to become creepy? Well, I was like, what'd you do extra?
Aside from saying, yeah. You guys ain't from around here, are you?
Yeah.
I can tell you boys ain't from around here.
I just told him, I was like, you guys don't understand. You guys are like a big deal at the place I work. I work in a hideaway. Yeah. Sometimes we'd go out behind the hideaway and just have like a dance party. Some guy would open up all his doors and we'd play all Montreal.
Is that what you're calling it now? Dance party?
Dance parties.
That's exactly what the kids are calling it.
Yeah. I'm not hip to the new lingo.
Went out back for a whole dance party.
No.
They used to call it a safety party when I was...
They were really nice, though. You should go check them out. They're really fun.
That's what it was. No, of Montreal, they're actually a really good band. Derek turned me on to that band. I like the phrase turned me on, by the way.
Are they from Detroit? Is that where they're from?
Montreal, I believe, right?
I have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
I thought they were from... Victoria, British Columbia, but
they're a really good band. I'm sure they're really good live. Are they good live, Derek? You said you saw them, or did you see them live, or you just saw them at the bar?
I just met them after the bar.
So you've never seen them live.
They actually, their stuff broke down on stage, and they had to go all acoustic right in the middle of their set.
That's kind of sick. So they still like finished the show?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. They sound like they're going to be one hell of a band to see at Norman Music Festival 2009.
They're from Athens, Georgia.
They're from Athens, Georgia. You were close. What'd you say?
Detroit. I said Athens, Georgia.
I said Athens, Georgia. All right, there you go. That's your Look at OKC calendar. Things to do this week, powered by Wimgo.
Wimgo, Wimgo, Wimgo.
Wimgo. Balls are flying. Someone's supposed to say dodge it.
Dodge it.
I don't know about you guys, but I want to watch some cheap movies.
What? What? Like, how much are you willing to spend?
Like, I'm
on
willing
a movie?
To spend $1. $1. You guys got any ideas? How can I spend $1 and watch a good film?
How long are you wanting to keep this film?
No more than a day, that's for sure.
Well, have I got a proposition for you?
How's that, Spencer?
Buckle up. Okay. Because Redbox offers that same exact thing we just said.
What, does it have movies that I'm going to be interested in watching, Spencer?
Get this, $1 million movies.
For a dollar?
For a dollar.
What year is this? 1920, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let us tell you about some of the movies that you can get at this red box that we talked about.
Okay, let's do it. Or you do it. Now listen.
Okay, well, my red box pick of the week is The Terri Schiavo Story.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Well, it is the story of Terri Schiavo. And it might as well have just been a closed circuit camera of my grandma's nursing home because it was 50 minutes... of a person laying in bed dying.
It was 50 minutes? That's not even feature. Like, I'm sorry.
It's a dollar. What do you expect?
It's $1!
I'll tell you what I expect.
What do you got, Brad?
I expect entertainment like Forest of Death.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
My Redbox pick of the week is Forest of Death in a Mysterious Forest where a lot of suicides have occurred. Detective Ha...
Detective Ha?
...takes over a case in which Patrick... is suspected to have murdered the prime minister's daughter in the forest. With no leads on the case, she enlists... apparently, Detective Ha is a she. I didn't realize.
That's Stop female. Right there. I'm already going to buy it.
Stop. You sold me. No, stop.
Will all the mysteries be resolved in the end?
Yes.
Find out for $1 bill, Derek. Do you got something that will top Forest of Death, which sounds eerily similar to Death Oven or... whatever that Patton Oswalt bit is. He's really funny.
Deathbed.
Deathbed.
All right. Mine, I'm going to go with something a little bit more off the track. Johnny Test. Johnny Test and Dookie is the...
Johnny Test, : Johnny Test and Dookie.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's the adventures of an average suburban boy, Johnny Test, who wittingly plays test subject for his genius twin sister's various experiments, reluctantly fighting evil villains in the process.
Is this a cartoon?
No.
Yes,
this
it is
live action.
Is it really?
No, it's a cartoon.
Oh, this nah, I don't want to watch this at all then.
Yeah.
I'm an intellectual, and I was waiting for...
Then perhaps you should engage in something a little more intellectual, like The Spirit. Rookie cop Denny Colt returns from beyond as the Spirit, a hero whose mission is to fight against the bad forces in Central City.
I swear, after Frank Miller came out, that guy can't name anything.
What
and
do you mean?
Like
Central City?
Yeah, everything always has like a crap name like that.
Well, Central City is just north of Basin City.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just
west of Gotham.
Yeah, see, there you go. DC, Gotham. That's a good name.
Gotham.
Metropolis. Those are good comic book cities.
Metropolis.
Metropolis is a great name for a city. It means
generic.
Mother City.
Generic.
Well, it's generic now because
Superman did it back in the 30s.
Have you seen the book about...
What?
Speaking of Superman, have you guys seen the... Have you guys seen the book that's being put out by Schuster? Isn't that his name? The guy that drew Superman?
Siskel and Schuster? Siegel?
They apparently found some book, and Bo sent me the link, and it's a book that's being produced now that was found of some original drawings of Superman and Lois Lane in, like, bondage S&M, like, drawings of the two of them, like, tied down. Like, he's not wearing the S, but it's Superman. Like, it's curl, it's black hair, it's big... And then she and Lois has got a whip and is wearing leather. It's chest. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is audio. His chest is big.
Yeah.
With muscles. Mm-hmm. And like Lois is in like a leather outfit with a whip and high heels. It's weird. And I want to buy it. That's all I'm saying. Sounds like there's a lot of good stuff to go out and rent.
Yeah. No, that sounds awesome.
Does that not sound
to defile my one thing that's good out of
it's
my childhood?
It's the original guy, though. If it's going to be defiled, it might as well be by the guy that created him, right? I mean,
you're my son, and I can kill you.
Same logic. Yo, you want a biz? 796 Entertainment is starting a brand new feature that will kind of transcend this show, and we're going to use all of our power and all of our might to start what we are calling Operation Vel Johnson, right?
Yes.
I don't like the name.
Operation Vel Johnson.
Operation Why? RJ.
Operation Reginald Vel Johnson.
Okay, fine. Operation Reginald Vel Johnson. And basically the goal of this...
Reggie V. How about that?
The goal of this is to get Reginald Vel Johnson on the phone. And I know you guys, I don't need to say this. I don't need to explain who Reginald Vel Johnson is. But just for those people that don't know, that is, of course, Carl Winslow. Fame, Family Matters, the brilliant TGIF sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm really excited to talk to him. Now, I think this will take 2 phone calls in about a month. Brad, however, thinks what? You'll
about
think this will take
months.
About 7 months?
I think
months.
It'll take us about 7 months. And we'll probably have a lot of rules about what we can and can't ask him about.
Probably.
I've got his number right now.
Do you already have his phone number? Mm-hmm. You want to call him right now?
No.
Well, that was a tease there. We don't actually have his phone number. It sounded like we were actually about to call him, but we're not. So this is something that we're going to do. We're going to keep things updated.
I feel like we're going to get bored with this like our hamsters
when
we're all
bored.
9. And this is just going to die. Like they,
it's not going
to
die.
And our parents are going to have to come and just sweep this away.
All right, here's what we're going to do then. Here's what we're going to do.
Let's put a bet on it.
All right, every week what we'll do is Dan will ask, what did we do this week?
For Operation Reginald Vel Johnson.
Yeah, what did we do? What did you do?
And you have to be responsible for whether you did something or didn't. So there you go, Derek.
Accountability built
accountability.
Into the system.
That's what we're all about.
I feel like you guys are just loading this on me now.
Well,
you're the one that lodged the complaint.
Yeah,
that you guys wouldn't be working. Now I got to work more.
Everybody's got to work.
We're all going to work.
Okay,
we're all on one team. Team Vel Johnson.
Team Vel Johnson.
Team VJ.
Weekend at Reggie's.
Well, I'm excited to see if we actually get him on the phone. So stay tuned. Check our websites. Check our Facebook. Check our MySpace. Check all that junk. And we'll be updating that with whatever it is. What are we going to be updating
Let's whet the appetite of the listener a little bit. Reginald Vel Johnson was born August 16th in 1952 in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Ooh.
His nickname is Reggie. He is 5'8". He frequently plays police officers in movies and on TV, and I think that's probably question number one. Why do you play a cop in everything?
Why does he play a cop so often? Well, my appetite's wet. Tell you that much right now.
He enjoys singing and dancing in his free time.
Yeah, he's very graceful.
He's an avid marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
Which he doesn't look it.
Which you wouldn't guess, yeah.
You wouldn't guess.
But not well, all. I mean, they're not all Ethiopian like runners that you know win at the beginning. There's a lot of people at the end.
At the end, they take their sweet time and just kind of enjoy the 26 mile.
If Oprah can finish a marathon, Reggie V could do one
in a heartbeat. Oprah does marathons?
She did one.
Oprah can do anything.
She can. I wish she was my mom. Anyway, that sounds pretty good. You got anything else for us? I heard he has an extensive hat collection that was featured in People magazine.
Nope.
How'd you hear about that?
That's not true.
What do you mean, no?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that was on like, his Wikipedia page.
How do you
I mean,
know
it could
that's
be
not
lie.
True?
Because that's put together by the media.
All right, I want to get this over with right now. I want to see who's going to win this impression off. This has been building for almost a month now.
Yeah.
Derek's excited. He can barely contain himself. He told me he practices 2 to 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
To dominate this. And he doesn't even know who we're going to choose.
Stop lying.
He just practices every celebrity just so he's ready for this feature.
Different dialects. He's actually got a voice coach.
Please.
2 or 3 voice coaches.
You guys are just making this worse.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this week's impression off?
Ready.
I am. Are you ready?
I am.
Give me a toot on that whistle. Give me some of that whistle.
That's a comedy whistle.
This week we have Arnold versus Arnold. It's not a tumor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not a tumor. Get into chopper, Derek. This is going to be great.
For everything.
No, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Who's starting that off, Dan?
Brad's. We better let Brad start it off.
And let's flip a coin.
Okay, flip a coin.
There it is.
Brad's starting it off. Look at that, everybody. Are you guys ready for this? Impression off Arnold versus Arnold. Give me that bell sound.
Go ahead, Brad. You're going down. You're going down, Arnold. Maria, I hate your face. Why are you in such bulky jaw? It's not a tumor. What are you talking about? Get out. Get down. Get down. What is this? Is this blood?
That was almost.
What was that?
Who was the first guy we did?
I don't remember.
Ray Romano.
Yeah, that was almost a Ray Romano.
That was pretty Ray Romano.
You guys have broken through my secret here. I have one voice.
Ray Romano.
Different shades of Ray Romano.
Well,
hey, I've actually got an Arnold Schwarzenegger story.
Do you?
Oh, please save me from this.
All right. Well, this is like ding ding bell sound again. This is end of round one. What do you got then? We're taking a little breather with Spencer's story about Arnold.
Okay, while they're icing down their wounds from that fierce battle.
You gotta get back out of that rock! You gotta get back in there!
Okay, so you guys know, like, I work with Highway Patrol guys a lot, whatever, and sometimes I have to travel around. And I was recently in Florida, and the Florida detail that was with us, whatever, was telling me about how just months earlier they had to protect Arnold Schwarzenegger while he was down there. And apparently him and Maria Shriver got into a huge fight. And, like, Maria's mom was, like, sick and needed to be cared for or whatever. And Maria was like, "I will have to find some place to do it." And Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, "Stupid Maria, we can just have a live in our house. We've got a spare bedroom in there. We can just move some stuff out." And he was, like, really mad at her. And the highway patrolmen were telling me the story, and I thought it was hilarious.
I like the thought of, like, the Terminator having marital problems. He's like, "Oh, Maria, she gets on my last nerve."
He's a guy just like the rest of us, you know?
You guys ever seen the movie? By the way, we're getting off topic here a little bit, but not really. Have
Hercules
you ever seen the movie Pumping
York?
Iron? No, yes. Pumping Iron?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And he smokes a joint at the end. That man was... I can't believe they have a film of him smoking a joint. I guess he's governor of California. That makes sense. Well, like any other like state, that's like political suicide. Like everyone's like, "Oh my God, you
Bill
know,
Clinton
did he
smoke pot?"
They didn't have a videotape of him doing it. Like
he admitted to.
Plus, they talked about it for 8 years.
Yeah, like it was not a small
they talked
issue.
About his response to the question for
not
also
only
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. You guys brought him in because he really made you cry. You know, the thumb in the molten iron.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he got in.
Yeah, he is pretty good. But it is funny how that doesn't... I mean, have you ever heard that even brought up in his political career, like drug usage? Like, he's clearly done steroids and...
Yeah, they bring it up a lot, I thought. You're bringing it up right now.
Well, I know, because...
You're part of the problem.
I don't hear about it too often. I'm just saying, congratulations, Arnold. I hope he's the president someday. I hope they change that amendment. Oh, Hicks. Anyways, we got to determine a winner for the impression off this week. It's a tough one. But I think...
Can I vote?
You're a little biased. You're a part of the... I mean, you're in the running. I think I'm going to have to give it to Spencer Hicks this week.
Wait a second. Spencer's not even fighting.
I think I'm going to have to give it... Give me a high five. Spencer Hicks wins this one. Looks like the competition's still on.
That is bogus.
It's a three-way tie. Tune in next week for the stunning conclusion. Wait, didn't we already say this was the stunning conclusion?
Well, now you've created a three-way tie.
Yeah, how do we beat that?
This is like the Big 12 South.
This is. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're all knotted up.
It's all knotted up. I've already got a banner with an asterisk on it.
This sucks. Well, congratulations, Spencer, on winning this week. Well done. You didn't even know you were competing. You just won. Well done. I'm proud of you.
It's been a long time coming. That's the impression train coming to a stop.
All right, Derek, do you want to go ahead and give the answer to your movie quote this week? Go ahead and repeat the quote for us real quick for our listeners.
All right, today's quote was...
We're locked into the moon's gravitational pull. What do we do? We die.
See, I know the answer to this
a
one.
A river runs through it.
Ooh, close.
No, no, not even That's, close.
It has Rick Moranis in it, right?
Close.
No.
Parenthood.
Close.
No.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Close. No. Do any of these happen in a trailer park?
All of those close.
Close. You're getting hot.
Just say it.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No.
Okay, I really know the answer, though.
All right, Dan, give it to me. Lay it on me.
Say it!
This film is, of course, The Last Starfighter, starring no one. No one was in that film.
What are we talking about? Centauri was played...
Yeah, by Rick Moranis.
No, he's played by the guy that was the music man.
Oh, that's true. He did play the music man. No. Close.
No. No more Rick Moranis. Sorry. Isn't it so sad that he's not around it much anymore?
No, it's not. He was terrible. I hate that guy.
Who, Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis?
You're
what?
Insane.
What?
Okay, no. Let him speak.
What?
I've gotten this before.
Defend yourself.
I want
Seriously,
to hear.
Name one thing he's done
Ghostbusters.
That is funny.
Ghostbusters.
Wrong.
Why is that
Next
wrong?
Next one.
Parenthood.
Nope. Parenthood.
What? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Terrible.
Are you making
Strange
this up?
Brew.
Strange Brew. My God.
I haven't seen it, but I'm saying that.
Are you kidding?
No.
Strange Brew is excellent.
He pees and puts out a fire. I'm sorry to ruin it. Spoiler alert.
I gotta take a whiz, eh? I gotta take a leak so bad I can taste it.
Can we do Rick Moranis tomorrow?
Yeah, we can.
Hey, loser.
Do you really not like Rick Moranis?
I really don't think he's funny.
He was excellent in Ghostbusters. It's an underrated character.
Steamroller.
Brewster's Millions.
I'm still gonna say no.
I like that you're just being stubborn and you're like, nope. All right, this has been Podcast Don't Suck, Episode 4, A New Hope. I've been Dan O'Donoghue, and with me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yeah! Yes!
You want to say something? You want to say something, Spencer?
Thank you for
Speech.
The applause.
Speech!
Speech!
This thing's heavier than I thought it'd be.
Hey, this is longer. Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Yeah! He's a good father.
I didn't say anything.
Yay!
Today.
This is
Speech.
Awesome.
Speech.
Speech. Nothing.
Speech.
Speech.
I didn't say anything this
Derek
episode.
Derek Smith.
I'm going to marry you guys. Marry.